This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Checkris, London, UK. The Idle Thoughts of an Idle Fellow by Jerome K. Jerome. Dedication and Preface. To the very dear and well-beloved friend of my prosperous and evil days. To the friend who, though in the early stages of our acquaintanceship, did oft-times disagree with me, has since become to be my very warmest comrade. To the friend who, however often I may put him out, never, now, upsets me in revenge. To the friend who, treated with marked coolness by all the female members of my household, and regarded with suspicion by my very dog, nevertheless seems day by day to be more drawn by me, and in return to more and more impregnate me with the odour of his friendship. To the friend who never tells me of my faults, never wants to borrow money, and never talks about himself. To the companion of my idle hours, the soother of my sorrows, the confidant of my joys and hopes, my oldest and strongest pipe, this little volume is gratefully and affectionately dedicated. Preface. One or two friends, to whom I showed these papers in manuscript, having observed that they were not half bad, and some of my relations having promised to buy the book if it ever came out, I feel I have no right to longer delay its issue. But for this, as one may say, public demand, I perhaps should not have ventured to offer these mere idle thoughts of mine as mental food for the English-speaking peoples of the earth. What readers ask nowadays in a book is that it should improve, instruct, and elevate. This book wouldn't elevate a cow. I cannot conscientiously recommend it for any useful purposes whatever. All I can suggest is that when you get tired of reading the best 100 books, you may take this up for half an hour. It will be a change. End of dedication and preface.